Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon this morning is the Old Testament reading from Jeremiah chapter 33. This passage is a passage of hope that was given to the Israelites at a very particularly difficult time in their history. Jeremiah promises in this text that the righteous branch, Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah, is going to come to the people of Israel. And in the same way, we know that Jesus, that same righteous branch, is coming again. That's what this season is all about. And so we as God's people are called to wait patiently with hope and with joy. This is our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what I need you to do in the beginning of the sermon here is I need you to count down from five with me. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! That was terrible. The old year has gone away. The new year has come. We've all got our New Year's resolutions on our minds today, right? Okay, I know what the calendar says. I know it's only December 2nd today, but I thought, hey, you know, it would be good for the church to actually get out ahead of something, right? Lutherans are always being accused of being behind the times. So here we are. We're being trendy. We can celebrate the new year in December. Okay. It's a really bad pastor joke that comes about this time every single year. The first Sunday of Advent is the church's new year. It's the day that we begin our church year calendar, and that's what we're doing today. The rest of the world ends their year with all of the Christmas season, the festivities, the parties, the gift giving, all of that stuff. But for us in the church, this is actually the beginning of the year for you and me. So we celebrate Advent, we celebrate Christmas, and then we spend the whole rest of the year talking about all of the amazing things that Christ has done for us, and of course, talking about the amazing things that Christ continues to do in the church through us. So for us, when we look at this month of December, we're getting ready for all of that. It's a month full of waiting and anticipation. So we go about our days, we hear all the Christmas music, we hear people singing about how it's the happiest time of the year, the happiest season of all, right? But we know that the happiest season, the true happiest season, comes when Jesus returns on the last day, and he will restore all things in the new creation. Advent is all about patience. And I don't know about you, but I've just kind of noticed that a lot of people really do not like to be kept waiting. And I certainly don't like to be kept waiting either. You know, it's just kind of part of our society. Things tend to happen quicker now than they ever used to. We just don't like having to waste any of our precious time, you know? We don't like to wait at the store. You got to stand in line. You don't want to wait at the doctor's office in the waiting room. You don't want to wait if you're stuck in traffic. Maybe you're driving in St. Louis and you're trying to get over the Poplar Street Bridge, and it's frustrating because we don't like to wait. We love the fact that we can go shopping online. You can purchase anything you want instantly, Amazon, in your PJs, at home. But then we have to wait for those items to be shipped to us, right? We don't like wasting our time. We got places to go. We got people to see. We got to get a move on, especially this time of the year, right? I actually find this impatient kind of mentality to be a real detriment to my ability to be able to relax. And maybe you feel the same way that I do. I try really hard to carve out time to rest and recharge and relax. I take Fridays as my day out of the office, usually. You won't see me in the office on Friday unless there's been some emergency or there's some special event going on. But even when I'm home during those down times, I still find that my brain is racing. It's really hard to turn that brain off and to stop thinking about all the things that need to be done. And here's just a really quick example of this. Something you might not know about me is that I have not seen a lot of movies in my life. So you'd be surprised. Some of the classic movies that you think that everybody should have seen at some point, there's a lot of those movies that I just, for whatever reason, I have not seen them. Katie was giving me a hard time the other day because I have not seen any of the Die Hard movies. And it's this time of year, and I guess the Christmas season is kind of part of those movies. Never seen Die Hard. There's so many movies that I have just not seen. Now, let me just get this straight. I don't dislike movies. I actually like movies. That's not the issue. The issue for me is a time commitment issue. So I hardly ever feel like I can just kick up my feet and give the next 2 hours of my life to a movie to get lost in some plot and characters and all this stuff. When I watch TV, I usually put things on that I can kind of multitask while I'm watching it, you know? So, like, if I have a football game on, I don't have to pay attention to every last detail, right? I can get other things done. I can think about other things on my to-do list. I'm not saying that this is a healthy way to go about life. I'm just saying this is what I do. It's just kind of been part of my personality. I think that we all need our downtime. I think that we all need time to rest. It's something that I'm working on improving every day. But I think that we can all relate to this kind of struggle where we feel that feeling of impatience. And then we feel anxiety that comes along with that impatience. And I think as Christians who are part of a congregation, I think that it's possible that we can feel pretty impatient and anxious when it comes to ministry, too. Because we all want to see booming church growth, don't we? We all want to see the pews filled with young, vibrant families, people who are making, you know, Sunday morning a huge priority in their lives. We want our school to be this wonderful institution that positively impacts the community with the gospel. We want Trinity Lutheran to stand as God's beacon of light and truth right here in Hoyleton, in Washington County, in Southern Illinois, and beyond. We want all of these things. But how often have you felt like maybe the Holy Spirit isn't working as fast as we would like Him to? Maybe we're wasting precious time with the things that we decide to spend our focus on. Maybe we just, you know, look around us and we see all these people who need the gospel, but we don't know exactly how we can reach them, and maybe it causes us to argue about that. Or maybe we argue about the fact that we don't argue about it enough. We're anxious. We're impatient. When you look at the Old Testament reading that we had, from Jeremiah 33, Jeremiah lived at a time when the Israelites were impatient too. He lived at a time where the people of Israel were really struggling. They were trying to figure out what it means to be the faithful people of Yahweh, surrounded by all these other kingdoms that were filled with pagans, people who worshipped other gods. And as if that weren't hard enough, some of the people, even within Israel, were starting to forget or maybe even just reject God's promises. The people of Israel had heard for so many years that God was going to send a Savior. When that Messiah would come, then that would mean all kinds of peace and security, and they wouldn't ever have to deal with evil, and they wouldn't have to deal with wickedness ever again. But after hearing one prophet after another, giving that same promise for years, for some of them, that message became a little old, became a little stale. The people just kind of stopped listening. Some of them just tuned the whole thing out and say, oh, yeah, we've heard about that Messiah millions of times, but look around us. We have these enemies at our doorstep. They're threatening to kill us, and Yahweh doesn't seem to be doing anything about that. And oh, by the way, look at how these people live. They're not doing too bad, and they worship other gods. Maybe we should be a little bit more like them. And unfortunately, we know that many of the Israelites decided that they were going to worship those other gods, gods like Baal and Asherah, giving sacrifices to gods that are made out of wood and stone. It's a tragedy, really. And just like any tragedy, it really doesn't have a happy ending, at least not for that generation of Israelites. God sent the Babylonians to take over their land and drive the people into exile and destroy the temple. They lost the security that they had in Yahweh because they turned their backs on him because of their impatience. But that's not the subject of Jeremiah's message that we read today. Here in chapter 33, the message that Jeremiah gives is a message of hope. It's a message of confidence and security. Jeremiah says right here in verse 15, "In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land." So Jeremiah goes on to say, Judah will be saved. Jerusalem will dwell securely. Isn't that absolutely amazing? I mean, given what we know about the Israelites and their worship of other gods and their impatience and their downright blasphemy, and yet God continues to promise and proclaim through his prophet that a Savior is going to come, that a Savior will come and will make all things right again. The grace and the mercy of our God is absolutely astounding sometimes. And here we are. And it's the year 2018, soon to be 2019, but we have begun our new church year today. And as we look back at Jeremiah's prophecy, we can say for sure that those promises came true. We know that God sent that righteous branch in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, whose incarnation and birth we're going to be celebrating in just a few weeks. More importantly, we come right here to worship, to receive the blessings and the gifts of God that come to us because of that perfect life that Jesus lived, the perfect death that Jesus died on the cross, the perfect resurrection and ascension that has placed Jesus at the right hand of God the Father forever. Here is where we receive the forgiveness of sins and the removal of the punishment that we all deserve. We may be an impatient group of people sometimes, but we have a God who is eternally patient with us. In fact, he's so patient and understanding that he did everything necessary to pay for our impatience and every other sin that we've committed too. All of it gone, washed away, forgiven, forgotten, all because God loves us that much. When Jeremiah proclaims, "In those days," he's including these days. He's including our days, days of justice and righteousness that are bursting forth because our eternally patient, righteous branch has freely given them to us. And like I said before, Advent is about so much more than that too. Story doesn't end simply because Christ has done all these amazing things for us. Our spiritual lives are dwelling securely. We still see all kinds of pain and hurt and struggle in our physical lives. We see sickness, we see disease, we see sin. Boy, do we ever see sin in ourselves and in others all the time. But Jesus has given us another promise. He has promised that he will return. He has promised that one day we will be resurrected to live with him forever in his kingdom. It has taken Christians a lot of patience over the last 2,000 years waiting for that promise to come true. But as we live our lives, we're not going to get tired of hearing that promise. We're not going to be like the Israelites and forget about that promise. We actually can cling to this promise because we know that God has kept every single promise he's ever made. God is faithful. The righteous branch came the first time, and he's going to come again the second time to usher in that happiest season of all. So may we all be filled with patience as we await that great and glorious day. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.